Let's head out to the Jackson County Animal Shelter. Sean Lutz joins us. Man with many titles now, animal control. And Sean, you've taken over as the interim manager. How's that going?
We've been busy. It's going well, but we've been busy. We got a lot going on over here at the Jackson County Animal Shelter.
Yeah, you got a big project this weekend. Tell our listeners about it.
We do. It's our annual Jackson County Animal Shelter Halloween Trunk or Treat, which is tomorrow from 5 to 7 right here at the shelter. And it is a family and pet-friendly event for all ages.
So what, just drive up?
Yep, you can drive up. We got plenty of parking here. You can walk through our trunk or treat line in the front parking lot. We also have a small little maze for the kids to set up in and walk through and try to find some toys and treats. There's also a photo booth set up, so you can come in and take a family photo and just have a good time enjoying, hopefully, a nice fall evening.
And I know you've been doing that for at least a few years now, haven't you?
Yeah, this is, I believe, the third year that we've held this event, and it just gets a little bit bigger and a little bit better every year.
So that's, again, Saturday, 5 to 7.
And yep, 5 to 7 at the Jackson County Animal Shelter on Spring Arbor Road, 3370 Spring Arbor Road, right across from Lumen Christi High School.
Yeah. So you say you've been busy. What's going on?
Well, we've got cats. Boy, we've got lots of cats. So if you're interested in any color cat, type of cat, gender, we've got them. Kitten season has been plentiful this year, and it just doesn't seem to be stopping. And we had a case we helped the city of Jackson out with a lady that had quite a few cats and needed to get them removed from her house. And we ended up taking in 44, and we still have 22 of those left here available for adoption.
Wow.
They're all fully vetted, microchipped, spayed or neutered, and ready to go home to a new home there.
So what does it take to adopt a cat? Is it the same process as a dog?
You can see all our animals online. You can see all our animals online at pettangle.com, and you can check them out that way before you come in, or you can come in, no appointment needed, stop in, visit with our animals, find the one that likes you and that you like. There's a short application, and then the fee is $60 for one cat or $80 for two.
Okay. Do you have a purple cat?
We don't have purple. Black cats and calicos seem to be the hot ones right now coming in, and we've got quite a few of those here.
Uh-huh.
You know, and who doesn't love a snuggly little calico or black kitten to play with?
So, how about dogs? What's that looking like?
We've got some dogs. Yeah, we've got some dogs. We actually, with our Bissell event that just finished up, with our Bissell pet adoption event that we did here a couple weeks ago, we did really well getting a lot of animals adopted. We adopted 87 animals that week, and a lot of our dogs got adopted. We do have a few here available. And you can also see those on pettangle.com or in person right here at the shelter. And you can pop on in and, you know, see which one fills your heart with love and apply to adopt it. Small dogs and puppies are $250, and medium and large dogs are $150. And again, fully vaccinated, spayed, neutered, and microchipped, ready to go home.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a lot of calls on as far as animal control, Sean?
We have been very busy this year. We're a little bit in front of where we were last year, call volume wise. We get a lot of calls for animals running at large. Just, boy, you name it, Greg, and we get it. We stay very, very busy serving the residents of Jackson County with the animal needs.
Yeah, so 5 to 7 Saturday for the trunk or treat.
5 to 7 Saturday for the trunk or treat right here at the shelter. Keep watching our Facebook page for some other events that are going to be coming up through the rest of the year that are pretty exciting, fun events for the community and especially our veterans.
Well, what do you got coming up?
We have got a, partnering with Friends of the Animals, which is another rescue or social group here, and they have given us quite a large grant for veteran adoptions. So there will be a veteran adoption event that will start November 1st, and that will run through the end of the year, as long as there's money left to do it. So it's kind of money, you know, when all of it gets used up, the event will end. But we've got quite a bit there where veterans can come in, and their adoption fee for a dog or a cat will be sponsored and paid for. So they can come in and find something that gives them a lot of love and, you know, help them get through whatever issues they have, or fill their home with, you know, just some activity and somebody to socialize with. So that will be kicking off November 1st and run through the end of the year, as long as proceeds are still there to do it.
Great project there.
It is. They're a great group of people that really help us out, and we really enjoy, you know, partnering with them when we can.
Well, we'll keep you updated on that. Sean, thanks for stopping by today.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Have a great day.
Take care, bud. Sean Lutz from the Jackson County Animal Shelter. Again, they have the Trunk or Treat event tomorrow, 5 to 7. They're right across from Lumen Christi, as you probably are aware.